Human beings have experimented with many ways to fly. Since the first aeroplane was built about 100 years ago, thousands of different models of aeroplane have been developed. Countless numbers of scientists have tried to make better flight machines until finally they built today's flying machines with their wonderful designs. Flying is a great ability, but its usefulness depends on how well it is controlled. Actually, to be able to remain hovering in the air or to be able to land where you want are at least as important as flight. For this reason, human beings have developed an aircraft with a high degree of maneuverability, the helicopter. Helicopters can hover in midair and take off vertically. Especially because of their military advantages, nations have devoted unlimited budgets towards helicopter design. But recent research has come up with a very amazing fact. Modern helicopter flight technology is quite primitive compared to that of a very small, animate flying creature. This living flying creature is the dragonfly. The flying system of the dragonfly is a wonder of design, surpassing in flight technology all the machines created by human beings. For this reason, the design of the latest model of the world-famous Sikorsky helicopter was produced using the design of the dragonfly as a model. In this project, an IBM firm assisted in the design of the Sikorsky by loading images of a dragonfly in a special computer. Afterwards, taking the example of the dragonfly, thousands of illustrations were made on the computer. Then, with the example of the flight technology of the dragonfly, the Sikorsky model was produced. In short, the body of a small insect contains a design superior to one planned by human beings. The flight technology of the dragonfly and the design of its wings demonstrate a fact. This little creature shows us the wondrous design in the artistry of Allah. The dragonfly has two sets of wings placed diagonally on its body, allowing it to maneuver very quickly. Dragonflies can reach a speed of 50 kilometers an hour in a very short time, which is very surprising for an insect. An Olympic athlete in a 100-meter race runs only 39 kilometers an hour. There is one other condition of good flight. Flight is very dangerous if it is not supported by a very good visual system. For this reason, modern airplanes and helicopters have an advanced visual system. The Dragonfly, too, has a highly advanced visual system. It has a total of 30,000 micro-eyes, and every eye is directed towards a different point. All information from these eyes is transmitted to the dragonfly's brain, which processes it like a computer. Thanks to this system, the dragonfly has marvelous visual ability. As for the maneuverability of the dragonfly, it is more developed than that of a helicopter. For example, with a last-minute maneuver, it saves itself from a truck coming from the opposite direction. Now the dragonfly must contend with a double trap. It must avoid striking the windshields of the oncoming automobile, and it must escape the rapacious birds that hunt it. And it succeeds in this with a very clever maneuver. One of the problems pilots face, who often have to maneuver, is that after a maneuver, it is difficult to determine the position of the craft relative to the ground. After the maneuver, if the pilot is confused about which side of the plane is up and which is down, the aircraft may crash. Technicians have developed an instrument to counter this risk, the gyroscope. This instrument shows the pilot a horizontal line indicating the horizon. The pilot compares the horizontal line with the actual horizon and is able to determine the plane's position in an instant. For millions of years, the dragonfly has been using a device similar to the one developed by technicians. Before the dragonfly's eyes, there is fixed an artificial horizontal line. No matter at what angle it flies, it always holds its head parallel to the horizontal line. When the dragonfly's body changes its position during flight, hairs between its body and its head are stimulated. The nerve cells at the root of these hairs send information to the dragonfly's flight muscles about the insect's position in the air. Thanks to this, the flying muscles automatically adjust the number and speed of the wing movements. So, in even the most difficult maneuvers, the dragonfly never loses its direction or its control. This system is indeed a wonder of engineering. At this point, an intelligent person will start to think. The dragonfly is not even aware of the extraordinary system it possesses. Who placed in the body of this insect such complex flight systems that even expert engineers have taken them as models? Who endowed this insect with its perfect wings, the motors that drive the wings, and the superior visual system? Who is the author of this excellent design? The Darwinist theory of evolution, which tries to account for life by coincidences, is silent when confronted with these questions. It is impossible that the system in the body of the dragonfly could have come about by evolution, that is, in a stage-by-stage development through chance. The reason for this is that for a living thing to survive, all these systems must exist at the same time and completely. The first dragonfly in the world must have appeared with the same wonderful mechanisms possessed by these same insects today. The fossil record of natural history confirms this. The fossil record shows that dragonflies appeared on Earth all at once. The earliest known fossil of a dragonfly is 320 million years old. In the fossil strata of earlier periods, there is nothing that resembles a dragonfly. Moreover, since the time the dragonfly appeared, the fossil record shows that it has undergone no evolution. The oldest fossils of dragonflies are completely the same as those same insects living today. Between the 140 million year old fossil that you are looking at and the present day dragonfly beside it, there is no difference at all. These facts once again prove the invalidity of the theory of evolution and shows how both the dragonfly and all other living things in the world came to be. Allah, The Lord of all the worlds created all living creatures, and every living thing is a proof of His existence. Apart from Allah, there is no other power strong enough to create even a fly. This fact is revealed by Allah in the Quran in these words. Mankind, an example has been made, so listen to it carefully. Those whom you call upon besides Allah are not even able to create a single fly, even if they were to join together to do it. And if a fly steals something from them, they cannot get it back. How feeble are both the seeker and the sought. The creatures we have examined throughout this film are only a few of the wonders of creation found in nature. In truth, Allah endows all living things in nature with their wonderful peculiarities, and each one is a proof that shows Allah's artistry and power. It is important to be able to see this wonderful creation in nature and to grasp its purpose. Allah wants us to think about creation and to draw conclusions from it. In a verse of the Quran, Allah says, "Say, travel about the earth and see how He brought creation out of nothing. Then later, Allah will bring about the next existence. Allah has power over all things."